Welcome to UCC's 98.3 FM. We're listening to International Index for this special Rag Week episode. My name is Keane McDonough, and I'm joined in studio today with a really good friend of mine, Conor Lavin, from CrossFade.
How are we? It's great to be on. Happy to be on at 7.
Yeah, 7 a.m. Like, this Rag Week stuff, like, you really have to be ready for it.
It's like, actually mad, yeah. I was a bit nervous. I was like, Keane asked me to come on. I was like, oh God, am I going to make it up this morning? But no, it's nice. When you're on for someone else's show, you're like, it's a bit more like...
Yeah, you know, this isn't even my show today. I'm just kind of, I'm on with you. We're just going to relax and, you know.
Yeah, for sure. No, Maclo was just on there a minute ago, tearing up the airwaves. But it's sick, to be fair. What did you say? How much did we raise already? You checked yesterday.
Oh, I think we're on 9.5 grand when I was on yesterday. This is slot 2 of my 24-hour run. So hopefully it goes better than the first one. But like, So we're raising money for Rag Week. All good for charity. We're coming to the end of the 24-hour show. Like, a couple of strong soldiers powered through in the morning, I think.
I know, yeah. Did you listen to any of those? Watching the Instagram was gas. And I think next door in the hub, the UC trampoline, and shout out to them if they're still
going.
Bouncing for 24 hours.
Yeah, I was chatting to them yesterday around like 7. I think they're pretty fed up already. So,
that's gas.
Yeah.
That's still class.
All good for charity.
It's already just not even Tuesday yet. Like, people are still going out. Loads of people went out yesterday, right? So are you thinking of going out?
Oh, no, I have a competition at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, so what's the story with that?
So, mountaineering competition, well, not mountaineering, it's with Mountaineering Club, but it's rock climbing interversities up in Belfast, so a few of us are going to trek up.
Belfast again,
yeah. We were supposed to have it this year, but just things didn't work out just with climbing down in Cork, so we're trekking up there, hopefully trying to come home with a few medals.
Do you know how well they did it last year?
No idea. This is actually something I kind of wanted to talk about. Was like, do you know, like, I'm in first year, you're in fourth year, we're kind of at opposite ends of the whole thing. Like, you know, our college experiences have been very different so far. Like, how, like, do you know, like, you're coming to the end of your final semester, looking back at college life, like, how does it feel?
That's a good question. I feel like a little special guest. No, to be fair, it's sick. It doesn't really feel like it's like finishing up. Like, obviously, the first 2 years for us was COVID.
Yeah.
And I think
that makes a huge difference.
Me switch on more to, like, all right, the second I get back, I need to, like, catch up on the last 2 years I missed. Yeah.
Did you feel like you had a need to, like, go out and socialize as soon as you got into college? Because I think, like, a lot of first years come in charged up, ready to go. Like, I was like, right, I'm out of school. I'm throwing off the chains of the old, like, secondary 100%. School system and getting out there.
No, like, that's so true. I think you did it well. Like, instantly, you came across as not having... been in first year, which is always a good thing, just being open to the whole college experience. But it's like, the big thing was getting involved in the clubs and societies. Like, it literally changed the way I look at loads of things. And then just like, they're really cool. You just meet the coolest people in those places. Like, you get ideas from them, which is like half the reason I've done all the stuff I've done, is because someone else has told me they've done something like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, no idea's original anymore. Like, everything is taken. So it's like, you should never be worried about doing something someone else has done, because it's like, they learn so much from it. But it's like, depends who you're around.
Well, like, to get me, those like sick me, ideas. Like me doing a radio show.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I got the radio show. Like, it's the exact same. Someone's like, oh, you should definitely do it. And I was like, I don't know about that. It's your thing. And like,
who's your radio man who kind of got you going?
Oh, actually, one of the girls were having on a tangent. So she's on Anatoly. She was like, I should do it. And I was like, and now, so grateful for her for saying that, because it's actually one of the best days. As you said earlier, it's one of the best parts of your week. Like,
oh, absolutely, yeah. No, it's like I'm planning for my episode, and like, as soon as it's over, like, my week's over.
Yours
I'm
is
like
so done, professional compared to mine. It's like,
but like, it takes a bit of work. Like, in all fairness, like, do you know,
and like, for you in first year, like, what's kind of like, do you think about finishing up ever? Like, do you think, this is gonna end at some point? Or are you like, fucking, let's just go for it?
I think. I'm very much someone who kind of lives in the moment. I don't really think, like, I think some people, like I'm doing a lot at the moment, and some people are very career focused. They have an idea where they're going. I'm kind of just in it for the, like, I was just happy I passed my Christmas exams and just keep on trekking through.
Like, that's it. Like,
you know, I don't really think about finishing up. It feels a little too far away, because I'm hoping to do the 4-year course. I think if I was doing the 3-year course, I'd be thinking more about it.
100%,
No, it's just good to be here, and I think, you know, keeping busy is like the main thing.
I think so. It's like, I kind of focus on like so many future plans. The lads sometimes are like, shut the fuck, like shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's nice to think about those things because like you realize that this is like all so, like what we have right now is actually so good because it's like, this isn't endless, like.
Yeah.
It just makes you like, the day could be terrible and you're like, you know what, like,
yeah.
I only have a finite number of these anyway. So it's like, when I'm walking, going to the pool, doing work at night, you're like, ah, like this is good. Yeah. It's I'm not.
I think
do
it's also
forever.
It's also important. Like I was listening to Coffee Talks this morning when I woke up.
Oh no, nice. Yeah,
the
yeah.
There had the 5 a.m. slot. Like yeah. Fair play to them. But I think Adam was saying something about how you know you can't look at college as the best years of your life either.
I,
you know, I think
I
a lot
so
of people,
agree.
A lot of people, like I see, like especially first years. Oh my god, they're so like anxious to get out and like
yeah.
just like get like super drunk really fast.
Yeah,
like just like. They do everything so fast and you're like, relax, lads. You know, you have 4 years in this and even when you're in final year, you don't need to think about college as the end of your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going away to the US now this summer.
Yeah,
you're planning
loads
on to anyway.
Of plans.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Do you know, there's so much out there. It's not just college.
So like, true. I think there's so much like your perspective on it all is like, I want it to be the best years of my life when I'm fucking 30, 40. Like, you want it to just
yeah.
keep getting better,
yeah.
obviously, in like ebbs and flows, but it's don't corner yourself into feeling the pressure that this has to be the best
yeah,
years of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then you're just going to set yourself up for failure, like, and it's exactly. like, you want to,
like,
be realistic on
yeah.
your stuff as well, like.
Like, me and you, we met through Surf Club.
Which is sick,
yeah.
yeah.
Which is sick. Love Surf Club.
Yeah.
I, like, this show yesterday, like, I'd say we said Surf Club, like, 200 times.
The buzzword, Surf Club.
The buzzword is just Surf Club, Surf Club, Surf Club. But, like, I think there's one thing that always kind of keeps me going, which is, I think when I was early into surfing,
yeah,
I saw this, I think I was out like Garrettstown, big day, huge day, like too big for me at the time. I was
yeah.
only like beginner intermediate surfer, like it was a few years ago. And I just see this old man coming down to the beach with his big surfboard,
Johnny,
like big grey beard. He
I
just looked like the man of the sea. And I was like, do you know what? Like, you know, that's like the goal in life is to get to there, just get to that age and still be going out there, still be doing that.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
It's literally about that movement, like
yeah.
100%. I think that was during COVID. It was like, I played rugby for years and it was
yeah.
class. Like we won senior cups and junior cups and stuff. And it
yeah.
was like really
yeah.
fun. But to see like, even just people playing like golf now during COVID and stuff, to be able to like move for
absolutely,
as long as you
yeah.
possibly can. Cause
yeah.
like, it's so important for like
yeah.
everything. It's just like golfing, surfing. You see people doing it for years.
Yeah.
Just even going for a walk and stuff. It's like, your day changes the second you've done some sort of movement. Like,
oh no, 100%. Like, I think the worst days of my week are the days where I stay at home and do 100%. Nothing. And I do less when I stay at home.
But it is sick when you see those just older dudes.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
literally
absolutely.
Unbelievable as well.
Oh yeah,
like, they've
so
on the longboards just dropping in on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is sick.
No, like I think, and surfing's one thing that you can definitely keep up. It's
yeah.
it's like, it's not so like on your body. Like I'd say
yeah.
other sports can be very intense on your 100%. Body, but like, surfing is something you can.
Once you start reading it, it's like.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's nothing like it. But like the clubs come on so much, to be fair, with the lads. The like Claire and Ben have put so much work into it this
oh, yeah.
year. And the lads from last year handing over the torch was just like
yeah.
class. I'm equipment, but they've been doing very little work.
Sure, that's
but,
okay.
Helping keep people together. But it's like we're looking forward to seeing where it goes with like
yeah.
the
think,
first years
I think,
and stuff in the
I think just with Claire and Ben, they have another year at the head of that, and they like this year could be like they're getting used to it. They've done a great job. But I really think they could just fly next year.
It's going to be so much.
They're so
like,
prepared.
It's mad.
Yeah.
I respect it so much. Are they like all the clubs and societies have been running so impressively that like,
yeah.
like we were at scuba the other day doing scuba diving.
Oh wow, yeah,
and like the amount of organization that goes into it
yeah.
is actually so impressive for. Bunch
and
of
it's all volunteers,
students.
Like
yeah.
you know what I mean, like you know, like
it's
great, but like I think that's one thing that I'd really encourage people to get into. Like I know, like that was one thing that I said when I was coming into college. I'm like, right, okay, this is like I'm getting involved this year because
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people that I meet in surf club and stuff are like, oh yeah, I kind of got this into second year. Wish I'd found this in first year.
Yeah,
and that's one thing I'd say to any like. First years out there listening, like, you know,
it.
Just get involved, just find
yeah.
something, anything.
There's
always something for you.
So much.
Whether it's like Harry Potter Society or like
class,
or like Surf Club or whatever. It's just, there's so
the
much.
Opportunities
out there.
Here are fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to run on with another song called I'll Be Here in the Morning, a little country song by Townes Van Der Zandt. Townes Van Der Zandt? It's a complicated name, but it's a good little song, and it's really beautiful, so enjoy.
Well, there's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. Prettier sight than looking back in a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Well, there's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But just softest whispers louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your bluely dancing eyes and yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. I'll lay your head back easy, love. Close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
Welcome back to our Rag Week show. That was I'll Be song. There in the Morning by Townes Van Der Zandt. Yeah.
That was really nice.
And lovely song. Really do. Like what we're kind of both into music. We both run radio shows. I do kind of more international music on my side of things, so it's nice to be able to play something.
Do you pick a few tunes then from every country? Like when you're
Yeah. That's like the whole deal.
I know, It's like I know you're chatting to these different people, but it's like even like it's nice to like you probably took who was the last week?
I had some Japanese guests last week. I had Rio and Peter from Japanese Society. Rio's actually from Tokyo.
That's
a lot of fun. I've really been enjoying like just reaching out to people. It's been like
that's cool. Hey, you don't want to come out?
I was so stressed last week trying to get I have no one for this week. If anyone's out there listening and you want to come on
any
for a Friday,
homies.
I'm trying to get one person on. But we'll see, that should be in the works. But it's been great. And I just want to keep it going.
That's it. You've set the bar high for yourself. So don't worry if it goes up and down and keeps going.
It's
going bad.
Make it to the end of the semester and see how it goes. You know
massive broadcast in final year. I'll be tuning in 3 years' time.
your show, I always love coming out, listening to your show whenever I can. Unfortunately,
it's changed so much.
How did it start? What was it originally?
It was me and one of the boys, Luke. Me and one of my friends, Luke, were like, Luke, would you jump on? And he was like, I basically just was like, I didn't want to do it on my own.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he agreed to come on with me. And we actually had a great old time, to be fair. And I think he ended up doing a good few other things because of it. Like, he joined the newspaper and stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Us, but like initially started as like we were supposed to just do movie soundtracks and stuff.
Okay, all right.
Because we were like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
last year, I kind of, Luke wasn't able to go to many of them, so I was just doing them kind of solo, and I was actually like, this is good. And then I had ideas to bring guests on and stuff, and like,
yeah,
that. I was
absolutely.
Thinking of, I was making a good few friends, the international students, which is like one of the best things you can do as well as making friends with the international students.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, like, because it's so like, fun. It's like, you know, like we've all, like me and you, we're both from Cork, like we've grown up here. And I think like UCC is such a center for like, you can really experience all like the whole world. Like, and I know like traveling is important as well.
Yeah.
And like, that's one thing I say about the show is I really enjoyed doing the show.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like I'm going on a little holiday at the end
for
of the
sure.
week. Like I'm like researching.
Is,
yeah, I know.
You can so, get, there's something in there for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, it's a lot of fun, but like, yeah, like do you feel like you could bring, like, would you look into doing broadcasting or something in this sphere after college? Like, I know you're going to be leaving with the BIS degree.
Yeah, so. Fingers crossed, hopefully. If not, I'll be back next year doing more of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm on track to be finishing off now in whatever, August, and been doing well. So, yeah. The BIS degree is fantastic. Like, you just, like, it's more people orientated and like just kind of connecting the business and tech world. Like, my main interests are like food. I say like food, people, and like travel and adventure, like that kind of side of things. So it's like, kind of the tick in the box of getting the degree is one thing, I'd say.
Absolutely. Like it's the most important thing for now, which is fair. But Do you have plans to travel? Like, I know you've traveled quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole mantra of the show, is just getting people out there to travel in general. Like,
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I don't know. I think I've always loved traveling, to be fair. And then there's been a few, like, highlighted ones that have just been like, all right, this is why I've enjoyed this so much. We went to, Africa, Zambia in fourth year. And that was fantastic. And we spent 2 weeks there.
You went to Zambia and TY.
Yeah, it was unreal. What? Like, a group of 10 of us went over with Serve. They're actually a local, they have a local, where is it? They're over by BlackRock anyway, but they're a charity.
That's amazing.
And they do loads of work all over the place. We got to go over with them and spend 2 weeks there, and it was one of the coolest experiences ever. And you're like,
yeah. And what were you doing? Were you volunteering?
Like, since we were so young, it was, yeah, we did volunteer. Like, we helped out, but it's more, coming back, it's more for us to like change our perspective on things. So,
yeah,
like,
no,
we worked on a farm for 2 days, like shelling sunflower seeds for like the whole day. Because Serve put up a family in like a house they have, and that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had in my entire life. Like, we were just camping out, and like, there's zero light pollution, and you just see the whole galaxy. And then we painted schools and that kind of stuff, and visited different schools playing games with the kids. So that was class, and just kind of set me off to be like, all right, yeah, traveling is where it's at.
Yeah. Like I think that's a big thing about travel, is it kind of opens up your eyes to, like, you get such a different perspective on life.
Yeah.
And just meeting, like, I think, like, stuck in Cork, you wouldn't really see the world, you wouldn't really think outside of this little sphere, like maybe Ireland or whatever. But when you get out there, like, oh, Jesus, there's, like, so much out there. So much to do, and like, it just gives you kind of almost like, I don't know, it's not like I caught the bug anyway. Like, I just love getting 100%. Out traveling. Like, you know, like, it's, I am so flat broke because every time I get a little bit of money in my pocket, I just leave the country.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta go.
You know,
I think it brings you back here though, seeing that, like, how, like, you notice how much you can travel within Cork, even. Like, you're like, oh,
yeah,
different, there's so many different international, like, people in this county that it's like, you can experience different cultures from Cork as well. And when you leave, sometimes it takes you to leave to come back to be like, oh, like, this person
really
is living here. Like, they're doing what I did somewhere. And then you start talking to the different people, and like, you realize that the same people are all over the country. Like, we're all,
and even
all over the world. Sorry. It's like
you say that, and even coming back to Cork, it makes you appreciate like the little things in Cork. Like, I love, like, even like, cause I live out on the coast. I live in like between Cork Harbour and Kinsale. And I think even just that little stretch of coast.
So nice.
Because that was like what you're isolated to during, you know, the pandemic years. Like, and you just get to know that your little area so well. And I think that's something we kind of found over COVID, was like really like enjoying our locality.
100%.
But I think we've kind of lost it again.
I think so.
Like, I think that's something we should all like try appreciate a little more, because like all the, like, you know, Rocky Bay.
Yeah,
man, I spent like my whole, like, I spent a year at that beach. Like, essentially, like, I love that. Like, it's a lovely little cove, just like, just absolutely gorgeous. You'd think you're in the Caribbean on a sunny
day.
That's
the thing. Like, I mean, it's like, obviously we like harp on about the traveling, but like, obviously we're lucky enough to be able to go to do these things. And like, obviously other people's situations are different, but it's like, most people can get, the amount of international students or lads that I've seen get the bus to Fountainstown those sunrise swims has been admirable. I'm like, how the hell are you getting up at 5 or 4:30? Just even you this morning, getting in this morning. But it's like, I respect, like, there's so much you can do even from where you are right now that, like, that just snowballs into like all your different things. So just like
as we were saying earlier in the show, just like grabbing opportunities, like, that's, you know, just putting yourself out there, you know, and just saying yes to everything that comes your way, you know, because it makes such a difference. Like, I don't think, like, even just getting this show for me, it's been great and I've loved it, but I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for you coming on the show. If I hadn't joined Surf Club originally and I hadn't met Shannon who works in the show, I wouldn't, like, works in the station, I wouldn't have, like, you know. So I think, like, putting yourself out there, it leads on to other things that you want to do. Like, it's a snowball effect. Like,
and then you're like, what? How is this all happening? And then you're like, oh, you look back and you've left this trail of destruction. Of like, you've left your mark then. It's nice, like, because...
Oh, it's amazing.
Like, we're all... I don't know, we're all just living together, so you got to just do your thing and hope other people... You don't need other people to enjoy it. But, like, if you've enjoyed it, you can clearly see the passion you have for it, which is class. And then it just makes everyone else be like, oh, that's kind of sick.
Absolutely, No, like... Anyway, it's amazing. I'm going to throw on another song. It's a bit sunset. We'll throw on a bit of Zach Bryan.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Feeling a bit of Zach Bryan. A bit of Something in the Orange. So enjoy this little tune, Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
happened to me, or all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
With something in the orange there. Welcome back to our Rag Week show. I'm on with Connor Lavin from Crossfade. A show where you kind of you relax, you play a bit of country music at 11 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah, for sure. 11 to 12. You
11
know,
to 12.
As much as I can make it. Last week we had fire alarm and stuff. But no, music. Like, what was your first concert you ever went to?
See, I kind of wish I could have gone to more concerts. Like, I've been to a few. I went to a few tribute bands when I was younger.
Oh,
kind of like, oh man, like, do you know Simon Garfunkel?
Yeah.
When I was 12 or something, I went to like a tribute band to Simon Garfunkel and stuff, which is weird, but like,
sure, ABBA-esque and stuff like here, it's supposed to be fired off.
I kind of like for someone who really likes music, I haven't gone to a lot of concerts, and I wish I could, but they've gotten so expensive, and most of them are Dublin. When I was 18, I went to see 49th of May. You know 49th of May?
Yeah.
That was good crack. That was in Cypress Avenue.
I only heard of them recently enough.
That was just the week I turned 18, so that was December last year. Like, not December, December 2022. And that was fun. That was good time around Christmas. Like, you know, cool, like it was a decent gig, like packed, but like not the best music in the world. Like, it's fun, but not. And then this summer I went to see, do you know J.I.D.?
No.
So like my music taste is like the most all over the place thing. I listen to like we're seeing here, like I'm playing some country, I'm playing 70s and 60s music, but then I'm also like really into hip hop as well.
Oh, fair,
or like indie rock or whatever's coming my way. So like, you know, so I went to see J.I.D., who's a really good hip hop artist who I've been listening to since I was like 13. I went with my friend Thomas from school.
That's class.
That was good crack. Like, what about yourself? Like, you're into we're kind of old soul music guys. Like,
I think, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, my dad used to always play Christy Moore and Johnny Cash and all this jazz.
Absolutely,
like, this stuff's class. But then like heavy rap for a while.
Oh, heavy
my
rap.
First concert. Well, not heavy rap, but I just like rap was just like my rotation was just all rap. Like,
yeah. Like I think we all kind of go through that phase, but then like you kind of. Like, I don't know, as people who would have grown up with parents from a previous generation, like you kind of go back to the music of your childhood a little bit.
Being dragged around the pubs.
Yeah, like absolutely. Like I grew up listening to like the Beatles and Bob Dylan and all this kind of stuff. And like in the last like three, four years, I listen to more like that stuff.
Yeah, like all this is actually class. Stuff.
Like it's amazing. But I think the great thing about our generation is there's so much music out there.
So much.
Like, there's just so much, right?
You can't not find something that you're like, this is the best thing ever.
But I think, like, you can, like, I think it's kind of, we're in a unique space at the moment where people are more appreciative of older music, but also of new music, contemporary
100%,
stuff. Contemporary stuff is, like, respected as much as the...
And all genres, I think people are appreciating that, like, you don't have to like just one style. I think people...
Cross genre, like
I think people are so good for just being like, "Oh, what music do you like listening to?"
Yeah,
and you can just say,
"Absolutely,
it's class."
I think it's a great like way to like connect to people as well. It's like if you know all like that's. I think that's one reason why I kind of started like listening to loads of music was because I was like, "Oh, I can talk to anyone about any type of music." Do you know
like
what I mean?
Food, music, dance, and three things. Like we like, cult society's been doing that for their whole entire life.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that stuff's foundational in our head. So it's the best thing ever. Yeah. Like, that's why concerts are class.
Yeah. Run
Kendrick was the first one I ever went to. And he was actually so fun.
Was that last year, Kendrick?
I was in fourth year. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like,
that
17. Must have been.
That was, that, was, so was that fun. Just after a T-Pap?
It was. What?
Or Damn was, after Damn.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
Damn.
After Damn. I remember when Damn came out. Yeah, I was like in third year.
So, it was so good. And then like Longitude and stuff, which is all changed.
You were in C Sessions, were you?
Yeah, I went this year.
I'm hoping to go up this year. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. And then the most recent concert was Kingfisher and I raved with them on my thing as well. They're from Limerick. And well, they went to college in Limerick. I don't know if they're off Limerick, but they're class. I actually texted them to get on the show, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we might be on there the next time." So keep an eye out for that. But it's like when you have a little group and you go into a concert, you realize how good it is. Yeah. Like, you're like, "This."
Would you ever go to a gig on your own? I think that's one thing that people like think
that's
about.
A good
sometimes.
Question, actually.
Like, I've never been to a gig on my own, but I think I might start just to see what it's 100%, like.
Yeah.
Like, maybe go, maybe don't drink, maybe have one or two, and just try like. Meet people. I think that would be some crack. Just like put yourself out there, like, you know.
That's actually such a good,
little challenge. Like,
I would like that, to be fair.
Yeah.
And depending who as well, because it's like, I think you're so in it with a concert that it's nice to be around your friends, but I was also like, there'd be something nice just going on your own and just being like, oh, like, this is just. But then I think most people are there with their people at concerts as well. So it's a different kind of, it's festivals are different.
Festivals are different for sure. I think the friendliest music fans are the heavy metalers. I can't lie.
You think so?
I do, yeah. I think heavy metal have the like the most like friendly fan base I've ever met. Like,
yeah, you should imagine. I think one thing I want to do is like go to one live like game of every sport, and then one live like concert of every genre.
Like you're I wouldn't really be that into field sports. I never really.
Yeah,
got into them. Fair. I never played them, so I never really went to football matches and stuff. But have you been to a lot of kind of matches? Where have you been?
I'm lucky enough to go to like growing up. We went to a good few like All Ireland finals and stuff.
Oh, lovely!
Class.
Yeah,
like I'm not the biggest guy head, but like you do appreciate it. And then rugby matches and stuff we'd go to, but I always just prefer playing them.
Same. Like
even watching them on TV, like it's grand, but like I just like get me a toy. Like
no, like I'd watch the All Ireland final when it's on and stuff. But
yeah, for sure.
Like it's just not. I don't know, like you said, I prefer playing sports. Absolutely. Like, the only game I've ever been to, I think I went to the San Siro. That was the only football game I ever went to with my friends. And that was a really amazing experience. Yeah. I think, like as someone who doesn't really ascribe to field sports, it's like, you can still appreciate it a lot.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so fun. But the boys, like, most of my boys love.
Yeah.
They're diehard soccer fans and stuff. And it's like, it's good going out with them, watching the match, and they're just in it.
It's class having
and that passion for that. It's like, and you find something, they just think, I'll go to a match. Like, everyone going over to like the different stadiums and stuff to watch their matches are class. Like, and I've heard soccer matches are like one of the best atmospheres ever to go to. Oh, so it's
absolutely. Yeah.
I can't like not go. But no, it's sick, to be fair. But then surfing's a different one as well, because it's like individual, but surfing, also when you go out with your friends, it's different. Like you were saying.
Yeah, man, best feeling ever. Like, because I've been surfing for a good few years, and like I always used to just go surf. It would have been myself and Carlos, the man who taught me how to surf.
Carlos. He's there Thursday, isn't he?
Yeah, he's down Thursday.
Any rentals
good surf. Yeah, rentals
we're going Thursday.
Are you going down? Yeah. I have like 9 to 6. So like,
that's
a law degree got me in a bad place. But surfing, I think you get kind of, it's a different feeling. Like, we were talking about this all yesterday. Like, you know, if you want to learn about surf, listen, well, we kind of just waffled, but I think you get, it's kind of a special kind of feeling in surfing, especially surfing with your friends.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, when I was first surfing out with you guys, I think that day in Sharif, where we went out, it was me, you, and 20 others.
So that, sick.
Like, just cleanest waves, the longest waves.
It was actually
so gorgeous, man. You were charging that day.
I was like, one of my best days out ever. I'm like, bring me back to that day.
Yeah, that was an incredible day. Like,
but like, for the people listening, is that it's like the barrier to entry is so low.
No, like, not even so low. It's just like, just go out there, because most people are beginners.
Like, 20 quid, Garrettstown, Pukana, look after you, like, and get out there and just like. You'll have fun.
For those listening, I'm actually working with the committee on Surf Club at the moment. We're trying to set up a little weekly training sessions. So if you are a beginner and you want to learn, like, check out the Surf Club Instagram, and hopefully in a few weeks, just follow us there. And hopefully in a few weeks we'll be setting up like a bus to Garrettstown. If you don't have a car, hopefully you can jump on the bus on a Saturday morning, run down to Garrettstown, rent out a board, wetsuit, and get a lesson from Carlos, the maestro of surfing, and myself. Maybe I might be down there teaching as well. I'm a surf instructor down there. So hopefully, if you are interested in getting involved, like, I know, like, me and Connor are 100%. Like absolutely selling Surf Club at the moment. We're doing such a great job.
But it is that thing. I think I meet so many people who are like, oh, like, is it hard to do? Or like, even sign-ups is like, oh, I can't do it all. Yeah. He was like, nah. Like, and now even get down to Garstin once or twice. And like, all my friends want to do it now and they love it. And we're going down Thursday with them. But it's like you got to, it's so much, don't be afraid of it anymore.
It's not like other sports that you see where it's like, oh, come down and we're competing and we're going for, like, join the teams and there's an A, B and a C team. Yeah. And if you're like, if you don't make trials, you're like, you're done for. Just come, like, just come along and just hang out. Like, just most, honestly, like, there's only three lads who are actually, like, decent surfers, like Patrick and Connor and, like, Finn and stuff.
Charging, but then the rest of us are all chilling.
Yeah, we're just chilling out, like, having a good time, do you know what I mean?
So, that's it, like.
But like, and the friendliest people, oh my God. Like,
yeah, for sure.
So, like, so friendly. Like, honestly, Connor, like, was the best to me, like, coming into surf club, coming into first year.
You made it just, easy, like, bro.
Yeah, I know, but, like, do you know, it's nice when people are nice, do you know? And that's so important. And, like, honestly, like when I'm in final year, even like next year with the first years coming in, like, you know, you've inspired me to like go out there and just be really, really try to get them involved. Cause like, you know, there's no point in gatekeeping.
So many people did it for me. Like, I'm not sure, like, the amount of things you did. Oh, we're waving to the trampoline crew.
Waving to the trampoline crew inside the 24 hours ago, guys.
Still bouncing.
Yeah, so shout out to UCC Trampoline Club.
Doing the trampoline in the
hub for a few hours outside.
That's it, though. I do think, no, thank you for saying that.
But
the amount of people who did, like, that stuff for me growing up was huge.
But I think, like, it's nice to be nice, and to be able to pass it on is so important. And, do you know, I always think it's easier to be friendly than mean. And, like, you know, it's so, that's such a, like,
it's just
reaching out to people like who are new and going, like, getting them involved, because like you make friends for life.
That's
that way.
It, and you don't need to look after them the whole time. It's make them ask them their name.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's a call out for the radio today. Ask some random person their name.
Just
be like, what is your name? Or even the person you're getting a deli roll later, like, oh, thank you, and what's your name?
Absolutely.
It changes from that, like, robot to like, oh, yeah, we're actually all doing a job and doing what we're doing.
So, anyway, I'm thinking of a bit of Dylan. Bob Dylan from the 1960s, bit of folk.
Love it.
Absolute classic here with The Times They Are Changing. So I hope you enjoy this song. Bob Dylan. Your own, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Times Are Changing by Bob Dylan there, an absolute classic tune. I'm on with Connor Lavin for Rag Week, and we're kind of just talking about all things rag at the moment.
Yeah.
And just like, so what are your plans, Connor? What are you getting up to?
I'm actually working on the Rock later for 2 hours doing a promotion thing.
Rough.
I know, it's gonna be crazy. If anyone's free points or tees, or we're giving out a few.
Yeah,
I think that's a rough anyway, but we do promotions for like Heineken and stuff. So it's actually a grand gig. It's pretty social.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going out Wednesday, maybe to the Triad or something.
Oh, lovely.
One of the boys is coming down, but like, so much to be doing. I'm loving it, to be fair. Last night, loads of people seemed to have gone out.
Man, I was getting the bus home. I was training. I was saying I have an intervarsities at the end of the week. So I'm kind of stuck in a cycle of just kind of looking after myself, but just getting on the bus, and it was just packed.
Was
at
it?
10 p.m. at night. Like,
just
it was
fired
just
up.
Fired. Do you know what I mean? It was, but it's nice just to see people having a good time. Honestly,
yeah,
I love that.
Big shout out to the lads. There's a bunch of boys who just go around making sure everyone's safe, is that, which is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important, like, on a night out to have that person who look out
it's
for
actually
you,
class.
You know what I mean?
I know one of my friends, Adam, does it, and like, I see him out. I saw him at the last day, and it's like 5 a.m. and they're just out there making sure things are chilled.
Respecting
a lot, it's class. But no, it's been fired up. What's your plan for the week?
So I'm just doing a few things, like, do you know, I'm involved in Mountaineering Club. We have a Hang Tough Challenge.
Oh, is it on today?
No, it's on Thursday.
Oh, sweet.
So if you want to go test your strength, just see how long you can hang for on a bear.
Yeah.
We're going to set up outside the hub. So if you are listening, please come down and just, you know, you don't even have to be that strong. If you can hang on for, I think we're going to say over a minute. About a minute, which is fine, guys. Like, I think you'll all be able to do it out there to some degree. Like, if you can hang for a minute, you get a free monster.
Did you see the challenges in the climbing wall the last day? And some girl got like 6 minutes.
Oh, where?
Down in the Merdike.
On the Merdike? No.
Yeah, it might have been last year, right? But sometimes Owen will do some challenges.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and it's just
like
a board full of like times. And like, it's actually
class. And I'm going to be honest, I think girls are better at hanging than lads are.
Yeah,
man, like
so
the girls have way, like they're way better at hanging. I think lads are better like at doing pull-ups and stuff.
Yeah,
but I think the girls always have a better kind of hang time.
Hours.
On average. Like, yeah, essentially, like I think I do a bit of rock climbing, and I think I will see how long I can do on the hang tough.
The rock climbing's so fun.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, no,
it's actually just so much to do in UCC.
There's so much to do. So lads, how are you just doing your college courses? Like, that's not what college is about.
Yeah. Yeah, until the watchers mess up our college courses.
Yeah.
But then we'll have enough things to keep us busy when we're repeating.
is there anything else you're looking forward to?
I look forward, like, this last year we had the fits. So I play Aussie Rules as well, and big shout out to that team. Because they were huge last year as well. We had such a good team, and the team this year is class, and training's been going good. I had a few injuries, but they're playing. We had an unreal table quiz with them last week.
Oh, lovely.
In Mr. Bradley's to raise money for it. And then we also, they're heading away in March, so into London, and hopefully winning a six.
Are you going to go? You can't go with
them. I can't, unfortunately. Yeah. But my heart is with them, and best luck to them, because I've their class team this year again.
Yeah. So I'll have to come down and get involved, man. Honestly,
like, so we're
like
playing. I'm kind of hoping we could get like it'd be sick if we could get like a UCC Merdike game going.
Yeah,
and people could come down and watch.
Yeah,
we played there last year, but we usually play over an MTU against MTU.
Right.
But I think we need more of a crowd at the games as well too, because it actually is such a fun sport to watch.
Yeah, guys, like, do you know, if you're out there listening, want to get involved.
And when everyone going to Australia, it's like,
you're ready to go for sure. Yeah. Speaking of table quizzes, there's something I'm required to shout out by Cuiva Nolan, our captain at Mountaineering. There's a refugee fundraiser on in Franwell's next Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you want to go out and raise money for refugees, I think it's along with UCC Refugee Society.
Oh, that's
and
really
a few
cool.
other clubs are getting involved. So we're involved here in the Mountaineering Club. So if you want to go down and, you know, I love pub quizzes, man. They're so much fun.
Yeah, the boys,
they're loads of fun.
The boys get so into them.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Did you enjoy your one the other night?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. The lads were raging at some of the results, but I was like, yeah. Oh, no, they're so much fun, to be fair. And it's just like,
absolutely.
The vibe's class. Like, everyone's just kind of, I don't know, it's nice seeing everyone in their little teams just bickering or like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, nah. Or just, yeah, it's sick, to be fair. That'd be a good one next week, Ned.
No, it'll be so, so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, do you know what I mean? And like, you know, you got plans for the weekend?
What is it? I need to, yeah, kind of. Oh, I think we're doing a sunrise hike on Saturday.
Oh, gorgeous.
Where are you really good friends, Greg. Greg yesterday in the wall.
Yeah.
Absolute legend. He was saying he wants to do one up in Dublin. His friend is organising one. So it's like 6 a.m. So we'll have to leave at like 4.
Yeah. Like there's something kind of special about getting up early though.
Yeah,
I really like it. Like even coming on for this show, I like that morning feeling.
There's a time like obviously if you're doing it every day, it's crazy. But there's a time that like before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
is like a really nice time. And then like 8 to 9 is like, oh, I'm snoozing. But it's when you're up at like 6 or 7. You just feel like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, like, yeah, I always get that, like, do you know, the darkness into light.
Yeah. Oh, do you do it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I try to do it every year at some stage. I've done it in all different forms. I think I've run it. I think I've kayaked it. I think I've done.
That's sick.
Oh, we should surf it. Oh my god, that we should surf class, it. Actually. How cool would that be?
That would be so fun.
Sorry, that was intense.
No, that'd be so good.
That'd be so cool.
That actually would be a good idea.
Yeah, there's a few things I want to do at Surf Club. I want to do UCC. So You Think You Can Dance. You did that last year.
Oh man, that's so. Shout out to Elena and the crew. They're in Diversity's next week or 2 weeks. The dance team. They're unreal, man. Yeah, the UCC Things Can Dance was so fun.
Oh, man.
Still getting grilled by the team for that, though.
Still getting grilled.
The Aussie Rules team. Because, our captain Ella and stuff was saying we'll do it. He's a fucking hero as well. But, we did it. It was one of the best things I've ever done UCC, to be fair. So she's so funny.
Yeah, man. There's, like, so many little events. I love it.
Like, there is, like...
How was BIS ball, actually? I wanted to ask you about
really
that.
Really good. Yeah, it was really fun, to be fair. It was weird being the last one. And then it's like, when it's fulls, it's like, you're there for so long.
Yeah.
It was class. I really enjoyed it. I loved it, to be fair.
What was the theme?
Roman Empire.
Oh, class.
So now, and then clubs and socks ball now soon.
Yeah.
Which would be so good. You should definitely go.
I'm really looking forward to clubs and socks ball.
It's so good. Yeah. It's supposed to be so good, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you been before?
Nah.
Cueva in Mountaineering was telling me that they open up all the floors in Rochester Park Hotel.
That would be sick. They say that for every ball.
I know they do, but like just clubs and socks feels like they could make it happen.
Yeah, I think so. But it's just because it's such a diverse mix of people. Yeah. Like you literally have every club. So I'm buzzing and I'm on the committee for Aussie Rules and Surf. So it's like,
which one are you going to sit with?
I don't know. But if I have an extra ticket, we can give that out, which would be fired up.
Yeah, absolutely.
No idea, but it'd be class. Like because I didn't get a goal last year. But I think it'll be so much fun this year, to be honest. It's like a proper... That's the only one I care about. Earth ball and stuff looked fun and stuff. Yeah. Like,
Speaking of balls, actually, I wanted to shout out the Culture Ball. It's their first Culture Ball.
Oh,
UCC's
cool.
First Culture Ball. And so they have some fulls tickets left that they're trying to sell. So if anyone wants them, just jump on the Culture Ball Instagram. Oh, I'm not sure now. I'd have to look it up. I was promoting it on my story. They just asked me to give it a little shout out. So,
That's sweet.
But yeah, no, absolutely do that. It looks like so much fun and I wish I could go myself.
That's class, they are so much fun, to be fair, the balls. Like usually like the pre-drinks and stuff are always
very
cracked as well.
I don't know, like the law ball this year, like I think when it's your first ball, well, I think I enjoyed it more because like when you're coming off like 3 debs, you're like, God, I just need to go do something different. Like I need to do something different because debs are just not it really.
Yeah, they're different. To be fair,
they're kind of intense.
Ours was so late that it was like we didn't have ours straight after school, so it was like we had ours in like December 8th, like when COVID finished up. But they're really fun. But it was also like we've been out of school for so long.
Yeah, it's kind of well for ours like it was in the summer, so it's kind of like intense. Like you're kind of coming back. You're kind of like back with people from school who you haven't seen in months anyway, in my case anyway.
That's it.
Do you know, I think I enjoyed the balls more because you can be more yourself. Like, you know, in college, I think you can really like be.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You can just do what you want, really. Like.
Absolutely. Like, do you know, it's just, you know, it's good stuff. Like,
no, it is, to be fair. And the sooner you realize that, like, no one really cares, like, not no one cares, but like, it's like, you can do what you want, and people will eventually just be like, oh yeah,
no, if you told me 6 months ago I'd be rocking around with a mullet, I wouldn't have thought. To be honest, like, I was like, I didn't even think that would be something I could do, like, but anyway, it's just good fun.
Suit you, boy. Suit you. I need to get mine tidied up. Where'd you get that done?
I think you've got one of the most immaculate mullets I've ever seen, Connor.
One of the boys. Our course is actually fired up for mullets.
Really?
For
I genuinely didn't think they'd last into 2024. Like,
did you shave your head?
I've never shaved my head, no. I was like, if the mullet doesn't suit me, I'm going to shave my head.
No, it's good, because straight mullets are... They're difficult.
They're difficult to pull off.
Not in a bad way.
Which is no, like, I think I'm going to keep it short anyway, because when it gets long, it gets messy. Like,
yeah, you know, no, for sure. No, the mullets are... Like, the mullets are
it's fun, like, do you know what's
for
fun?
College,
it's
like,
fun having a little
mullet.
Do you know what I mean? It's good crack, like.
Love it.
You know, I went to Grafton Barbers to get mine.
Oh, fair.
Which is grand, but like... You know, a bit more on the expensive side, yeah, for sure. Do you know, but man, some people, do you know Aaron? Aaron Murphy. Man has immaculate hair, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he has do you put the sea salt in your hair?
Man, I do nothing. I do nothing. I roll out of bed and I'm like, ugh, this is me now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, it takes a bit of looking after for sure, doesn't it? Man? For me anyway, I need to do bits and bobs, like, you know. But anyway, are you excited for surfing into varsities? Because I am stoked.
Yeah, fired up. I need to like make sure I can go, but I'm fired up.
Ah, no, you're going. Yeah, sorry.
So I couldn't make last year in a did team class.
Yeah.
It was up in, was it Bundoran last year though? I think.
Yeah, it was Bundoran.
So it was a bit of a hike, but Lahinch now is like very little excuses.
Stop, yeah, no. I'm so excited for it, honestly.
I was just saying yesterday, I was like, I definitely want to do it, so it's like, make it happen.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, I've never competed in surfing, but I want to give it a go.
It'd be so different, like.
Absolutely.
Like, I think it'd be mad. If I'm able to compete, I would, but I'm just like, we'll see. I don't know what the, like, system is and stuff, but I'd be sick. And then this weekend, Bundoran, but...
Yeah, Bundoran trip this week, so shout out to anyone going up. You'll have a great time. Forecast looks quite nice.
It looks very nice.
It looks really good, doesn't it? Yeah, it's like 3 meters like off peak, like, you know what I mean? Oh.
Have you had mushy guards down?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Man, I won't even be surfing, like, but I'll be doing something
you
different.
Will.
No, because I'm in Belfast.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I keep forgetting. What day are you going on, Friday?
Friday, after my show, International Index, on 11 o'clock on Friday.
Best of luck with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tune into that.
So, everybody, make sure you tune into Connor on Thursday.
Thank you.
For a CrossFade, where if you want to hear, like, some just good country classic tunes.
Yeah.
Country and golden oldies. And
a bit of random stuff. Actually, I think Elena and Evan from the dance club might be on as well.
Oh, great, lads.
So, I like to have a few of the clubs on. So keep an eye out for
guys, that. Guys, absolutely. Tune in. And if you want to tune into this show called International Index, which is going to be on live on radio on Friday at 11 o'clock, I'm not sure what country I'm going to be covering this week, but we'll sort that out eventually. If you are an international student who wants to come on, just DM me at international_index. And we're going to close you out with this little tune from Buffalo Springfield called For What It's Worth. Do you know it, Connor?
Yeah, I do. I love that song.
I love that song.
Thanks for having me on, Key, and appreciate you big time. Man. Looking forward to hearing and seeing the progress.
Right back at you.
Much love to the listeners.
All right, here we go. For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound?